It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Make your smart speaker sports smart.
Of course you're saying goblins. It could be nothing else.
Listen to the Sports Hub anywhere on Alexa or your Google smart speaker.
Toucher and Rich.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
We are the Toucher and Rich radio program.
Real quick, Fred, but before we get to what we're going to get to, I just, in John Wallach's headlines, do you believe that Juwan Howard news?
That he turned down the Lakers thing?
Yeah, because that sure does sound like something Juwan Howard would have wanted leaked out there. Because then after that, it wasn't just that he turned down the Lakers job. It's like, oh yeah, and the Celtics wanted me before Ime Udoka too. Oh yeah, and it seems to me, after the year that Juwan Howard had, that's something that even for the Lakers, they wouldn't have reached out to him. That seems a little far-fetched. Doesn't it almost seem like it would be the perfect thing if somebody wanted to get their image back into the the great graces of the world, might want to put out into the world that still an NBA team really wanted them when it seems like he's almost poison right now?
I think they wanted him. I don't know about the Celtics. The Celtics might have just asked to talk to him. His kids on the team... He's at his alma mater. He realizes how bad that situation in L.A. is. I believe that they're scraping kind of the bottom of the barrel. And he was a big, a big prospect not so long ago.
Look what happened this season. That's the thing, though, is it all fell apart.
But then they made a little run in the tournament. So, I believe they went to the Elite Eight, right?
I thought it was Sweet 16.
Yeah, you may be right.
You may be right.
I think they lasted longer than any other Big Ten team, if I'm not mistaken. But
Seems like the kind of guy you'd want to right the ship of people who aren't really getting along and, you know, kind of having a hard time figuring out how to even work together and get the pieces of it. Seems like a leader of men, that Juwan Howard.
But, I mean, he played in the NBA. He's got big-time coaching experience.
Assistant coach in the NBA, too. So, yeah.
I mean, he's gonna get a job eventually.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Fred... This is straight from an area of town, or an area of the country, rather, that I know you're very familiar with, as is our own Dan O'Brien. Lakeland, Florida.
My dad's parents lived in Lakeland, Florida.
All right, so just for people who don't know, to the east is Orlando, to the west is Tampa, and right in the middle is this kind of little anus called Lakeland, Florida.
Lakeland, Florida is north of Orlando. Lakeland, Florida is also by Ocala.
Land O'Lakes, you like that butter, huh?
Well, I'll have to tell you this. If you like Frank Lloyd Wright, look no further than the university right there.
So there was a news story that came out of Lakeland that maybe you saw on the news this past weekend where there was a woman who had called ahead or had ordered ahead on her app at a McDonald's. She went over to go pick it up. They didn't have the order right. They told her that, you know, they would make it right, and she basically went in and started yelling at everybody and then went behind the counter and, like, threw some cups. That's really the extent of it. There, and she called, like, 911 complaining, and that was really it. I mean, she went behind the counter, like, knocked a bunch of cups over and essentially left. Oh, boy. But if you were the sheriff of Polk County down there in Lakeland, this is your Super Bowl. So for something like this, he calls himself a nice press conference, invites all the media there because he wants to let the world know, gather around. I got you a story. It's going to blow your mind.
Did DeSantis show up?
Well, I mean, listen, if you knew he was going to get the kind of press this guy did, this is Sheriff Grady Judd down in Lakeland, Florida, and he is ready to spin you a yarn. Let's take a listen to the press conference.
To introduce you to Tiana Jones. She's a pretty lady, but she was McMad. That's right. She had...
And we're off.
Here I go, next governor.
That's
gravy,
right.
Gravy.
She had ordered fish filet, a Happy Meal with a chocolate shake, a sweet tea, and a Sprite. It was a special order. She ordered it online. So when she arrives at the McDonald's at 92 and Cumbie, they have it ready, but because it was a special order, they confuse some things, and they ask her, pull up to window 3. We'll fix it for you really quick. Well, she got McMad. And instead of pulling up at window 3, she parked and went inside. So things went from bad to worse, and she got to knocking stuff off of the counter. Then she went behind the counter, and you'll see it, and grabbed the cups and started throwing them around. You know, I don't know what was wrong with her that night. I don't know if she was, like, 2 fries short of a Happy Meal. Or maybe it was she was short of the Happy Meal completely.
See, that was a punch-up. That was a punch-up the old wife gave. She said, I said, 2 fries short of a Happy Meal. And then she said, I'll punch it up. I'll add a little tag to it. So you understand, she was at McDonald's.
This guy is very happy
with
himself. And
I'm going to talk real slow.
But they're having a press conference for someone who just like knocked over some cups.
Because I'm funny. And you're all
going to love
me. Maybe
it was she was short of the Happy Meal completely. But she created a McMess.
I went to the McWell 85 times.
Well,
it's funnier
your number might
every
be close.
Single time. It's funnier. That's how comedy works. I made a McDonald's reference once, twice, 3 times. All funny.
And she acted like a McNutt. But you know what she ended up? A McBurglar. That's right.
Oh,
you
realize.
Oh, yeah, the Hamburglar. Come on, man. Of all the jokes, it was on the tee for you.
Yeah, you were the
Robble, Robble.
Yeah. She was the Hamburglar. I mean, this guy's failing all over the place. But just this, like, tone of his voice and how slow he's speaking, like, let it all sink in. Let the comedy envelop you.
But you know what she ended up? A McBurglar. That's right. Do you realize when she went behind that counter... continued to engage and hit the employees with stuff. She committed a burglary and an assault, which is a first-degree felony. And at the end of the day, you can't believe it. On the way out of the store, after she had already announced to everybody she was 5 months pregnant, she pulled her stomach, her shirt up to show everybody her stomach and then twerked her way out of the store.
What is
you
her
can't make this up.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything? Like,
what does that have to do? When you're pregnant, you can't be shaking your booty around. You're get that kid's head all jibber-jabbering.
I just love how he's just like, get ready. Like, he's the worst storyteller, first
of
all.
It's just the worst. It's just
all right,
now, hang on to your hat.
He was like, you can't make this up. Get ready.
She's 5 months pregnant, right? And then she's jostling her body to and fro. Just making you look at the milky orbs on top of her chest slowly leak milk.
This is like Andy Kaufman-esque. It's like
it really
so
is.
Brutal.
Just like how, and it just doesn't end.
It just keeps
and
going.
How long can the silence last?
Yeah, this is the Dundies.
This is the Dundies. This is Michael Scott. Right, just trying to go. Because he used Mick once, and maybe he got like a half a snicker in the office. And then he's like, or he heard somebody say that. It's like, oh, I guess she's going to be in Mick trouble. And he was like, I'm going to use that. And then it was just like, let's go. We're going the whole crap and caboodle on this thing.
Now, you know she was 5 months pregnant, so you know. Then she started twerking her behind, shaking up all the gobbledygook in her belly.
Somebody said, please get Nick to perform this at the Comedy Stop. Oh, that would be great.
Nick,
you need to do that. Not? Yes.
Him and Sheriff some new Nick. Rick Riley material. Sheriff Nick.
Sheriff Nick. We'll have him like dress up and be like, you know, what's his name? The cable guy. You'll have your own persona, Sheriff
but,
Nick.
But he should have a newspaper and he goes straight out of the Polk County Times. Ripped from the headlines.
And then twerked her way out of the store. You can't make this up. This is going to be McInteresting. So here she comes.
Jesus.
Oop, she's getting McMad. We need to find her. She's running. She's hiding. She didn't get her Happy Meal or her Finch sandwich or her chocolate shake or her sweet tea. But she managed to get herself into a lot of McTrouble.
Tomatoes.
Now, I want to tell.
The 50th time. Now we have rounded the bases. And the applause are deafening.
Sorry, so these guys' jokes are making me grimace.
That's more clever.
That's a million times.
I wish you were there for my punch up.
How is anybody not yelling at this guy? Just somebody just having to go, oh, God, stop. Mick, stop.
And if you'll notice, we got another Mick Black off the streets.
But she managed to get herself into a lot of McTrouble. Now, I want to tell Tiana's, when she comes to jail, we don't have any McDonald's. That's right. And we're not going to give her any golden arches, but we are going to give her a pair of silver handcuffs.
Oh, yeah.
And then when she eats, there are no wonderful chocolate milkshakes, no sweet tea, and no Sprite. Call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-226-TIPS.
It's gruel.
And you can make money.
I always serve them as gruel.
Just by helping us find this lady who went McCrazy for no McReason.
And that, we have wrapped it up in a tight little bow.
I don't think it's wrapped up yet. No, we have not.
No.
No, there's more to go.
No.
I would like to tell you that's a symptomatic of being on drugs, but I don't know that. Maybe she is just McHot-headed all the time. But there was no calming her down. She was in a McRage.
Now, this woman, there's no way she spends one second in jail, right?
Well, I mean,
the district attorney just has to show this press conference and go, okay.
They are trying to beef this up as if she did, like, some horrible crime. I mean, they're saying, like, it's felonies and these burglaries. She literally walked behind the counter, like, slung, like, a bunch of the cups around. And like, and at one point, one of the people in the crowd, like, says, you know, was anybody, no, thank God nobody was injured. Like, thank God. Were you hit by a cup? No, but you get to get your jokes.
Do you think he does this if there's, like, a double homicide? He's like, I saw his Mick intestines on the Mick ground.
Sheriff Mick cringe, people are saying. Try the McVeal. Nick, you gotta perform this. You have to.
Man. Just picture if it was a homicide.
McStabbing.
Even Ronald McDonald was Mick crying.
Nick.
No, at the idea of all the Mick blood splattered and all the Mick brains all over the back wall.
Nick, you got
it. It was a mixed suicide.
Sheriff McNick, you got to get up there and perform this. But that's your persona. And you know what? I bet if I dug deep, I probably wouldn't have to dig very deep. I bet all of this guy's press conferences are like this. I mean, but of just
you would hope after this one they might go, all right, dude,
enough.
Like you are law enforcement.
At some point, you have a responsibility.
Yeah, like you can't be. All these people are getting off because you're doing these press conferences.
And why?
I mean, he's speculating that she's on drugs. She's speculating that she's crazy. I mean, there's all this wild stuff that seems like none of it should be said, right?
Hey, guys,
like, if you were trying to prosecute someone, wouldn't you be a little more tight-lipped about the whole thing?
It's not over yet. Let's let it roll. Let's continue. But once again,
but at the end of the day, she is in trouble, and she's going to jail. And there's one thing that you need to understand in Polk County. We don't put up with that McJunk. We're going to put you in jail, and we're going to enjoy it. And we don't have any drive-through service either. You know, it's like a one-way trip at the county jail.
That just doesn't even make sense. Like, you just thought of what would McDonald's have.
Yeah, right. he's off script at this point.
That's right.
Like, now he's just enjoying it.
You might think you're a hot apple pie.
No, he's not there. He's
he can't even get that clever.
No, Rich. That would require knowledge of the menu. And by the way, I bet you this is so dumb and not really partial to the discussion. I bet you $1 trillion you get sweet tea in jail for Polk County, Florida.
Take my McWife, please. Somebody knows this guy. This is, yes, Grady Judd does press conferences like this constantly for everything. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I mean, he is... That's got to be intolerable. The fact that he threw a press conference for this and made it to be some huge deal.
Plus, Rich, his voice and his manner is really, like, oddly enraging. Like, the way he speaks and the tone in which he speaks make you root for every criminal that he's ever arrested. Like, I'm firmly on the side of the woman that threw the cops. Again... Like, imagine if she got a real lawyer, and the guy goes in and he goes, all right, your sheriff just went up and did a press conference insinuating that, A, my client was on drugs, B, that she's insane,
yeah, right,
and all these other things. Like, she's 5 months pregnant, she had a hormonal thing and got a little out of hand. Like, you owe us money. At the end of this, like, you're paying us.
So it's listening to this, I feel like I'm back on McHeroin.
Obviously, you've never been in Polk County, the beautiful Winter Haven, huh, Fred?
Well, I've been to Winter Haven.
Drive down Route 27, yeah.
You don't think I've ever been to the Tigers?
Frostproof, some of these other places. Oh.
What the hell's the name of where the Tigers? Joker Marchant Stadium?
That's right.
Ryan Johnson, how does he not end with ba-da-ba-ba-ba?
She wasn't loving it.
She was not loving it.
Now she's gone like the McBLT.
McDLT. You guys are way too clever. Way too clever.
Yeah, that is infuriating. And I got to imagine illegal. You see, like, even in the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial, like, how precise they have to be in what they say. And this guy's just letting it fly.
Drugs, possibly?
Yeah, drugs. She's insane. I don't know. Like, this.
She's going to get arrested, and we're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, well, okay. This is way over the top. And it's not like Lakeland's some heavenly place where nothing bad happens. Like, this isn't some sleepy town. Lakeland is not the greatest. It's certainly not. You know why my mother and my grandmother's on my dad's side and his father moved there is that he took the wrong deal and ended up with no money, and like the only place in Florida they could afford a place was Lakeland, Florida. They bought it for like $9,000. Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh geez. Okay, so I'm starting to find some other stuff about this guy. Like, I mean,
we have more speeches where he like rips off like, Long John Silver's or something.
I mean, he's like the worst person to get stuck next to at like a party.
Yeah.
You're like, oh boy.
Or like on a plane.
Yeah. You're never gonna believe this.
Imagine if you were on a plane and you had like brought McDonald's on with you. Oh boy. Let's just say home run hitter to the plates. What you eating there, boss? You know, there was a little lady in my part of town that went McNuts.
I mean, everyone's got much better jokes. There was
we found the two people, one of whom was inserted himself in a McGlory hole. Well known on Grindr as being a place where anything goes.
Wouldn't it be funny if just all of his press conference had McDonald's references? He was just obsessed with McDonald's. Yeah,
like he keeps it going.
Like not every, just like, this woman, but
every terrible crime that has occurred.
Be Real just said if she robbed a Wendy's, he'd go, "Where's the thief?" pretty good.
There you go.
I'd actually laugh at that one, but then he would tell that joke 50 times.
In California, he's like, the bullet went in and out of her skull.
Oh, God.
So I Googled him real quick. There's one other press conference on a news story, and this is the quote at the headline. It says, Sheriff Judd says the deadly bar fight was avoidable if he had just minded his business.
Okay, all right. In Texas, they'd say, what a murder. It's what a burn. What a burger.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go to Texas to see what a burger is.
Yeah, indeed.
Burger and murder kind of rhyme.
Okay.
Got it.
And I'll tell you, the brain splattered against the wall were grade A ground round. Throw your peanuts on top of them. All right. Very good. Well, I'm glad you found that guy because now I've got this little tickle in my brain. It's really bugging me.
So maybe she's on drugs. Maybe she has McRage issues. Maybe she's just running late for her McDay shift at the local strip joint. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. They have something called March Sadness.
A flurry of excrement came out when she's twerking.
He has created something called March Sadness, where they just arrest people during March. Oh, my God. Operation March Sadness 2. He does the almost hour-long press conference. Oh, this is... Okay, we got to find some of this stuff. Holy moly.
All right, well, yeah, he's he's oddly infuriating.
Yeah, I know. I can't read that one. There's a couple... We don't have golden arches in jail, but we have golden something.
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
You don't know what it's like in female prison.
Yeah, you might be right.
Let's not pretend. All right, so we'll be back in just a moment.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
It really feels like a big time radio show.
Torture and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello. We are the Torture and Rich radio program. And I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but you saw a young man from Chile blow it. Blow it on the biggest stage, the PGA Championship.
Mito Pereira.
Which puts him in the John Vandervel group of people.
Yep.
Out there in Tulsa, getting up there with the driver, not thinking. And there you go, a dream dashed. But I do, when they were showing the kid who won it, Dustin Johnson, his father, like Justin Thomas, I apologize, Justin Thomas. His father, like, dressed just like him, and his father, a golf pro as well. You got to think that's the ultimate, like, regular dad thing. Like, that regular dad's, like, look at that and go, like, that is the dream. Because hugging my son after he wins a major. Like, that is every, like, suburban-y, like, dad's fantasy right there.
Well, unless you're, like, a Gronk father, then it's like you want your son to be a football player. It's like... But then again, is he kind of the golf Gronk dad?
I think that
follows him around the country, doesn't he, as well? Do all of that and go everywhere he goes?
Well, Gronk's dad is, but I think there's that Gronk's dad enjoys a little bit more of the spoils of his son's fame.
He's more on the party bus than like standing on the sideline.
Yeah, this is just like a normal guy, like a golf pro, and you know,
he's all stoic. He's standing off the 18th green with his arms folded. You know,
like how many fathers just sat there and went, "That's the dream." that is what I want. And if I have daughters, I'd like them to be on the LPGA tour. But even more, if I was honest with myself than that, I'd want them married to him. So I could be out there and be like the fourth guy that he hugs.
Oh, sure. Over. Well, I mean, apparently this weekend's going to be filled with basically a dad's wet dream. And that is everyone saying that the new Top Gun movie is basically the... it's the father gets to go and bring their son, and also while they're sitting there and he's exposing him to something they loved as a child, realize they're watching a film where the old guy still got it and teaches these youngins a thing or two about life, and he still kicks more ass than they do. So I guess this is supposed to be like wet dream dad stuff this weekend with the old Top Gun movie coming out.
Yeah, the old guy's still got some bullets in the chamber is what you're saying.
Yep, 97% positive, by the way, on the new Top Gun.
Now, this comes out to the plebeians, the masses can see this when?
Yeah, I can see it. I think Thursday night is when you can first see it. I know it's this weekend it comes out. Or is it Wednesday? They go in even on Wednesday?
I thought I saw something maybe Tuesday night. They're pushing this Memorial Day weekend release.
Oh, yeah. I've already got my tickets. Bought them in advance 3 weeks ago when they first went on sale.
Okay. Well, my daughter keeps telling me to buy Bob's Burgers tickets.
You're not going to
do it. Which comes out on Friday.
You know when you
can
buy
those? Well, I know, but they're not even for sale.
Minutes before the movie. That's when you can buy them.
They're not even on sale.
Yeah. It comes out this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go to any of those sites. Like,
No, I'm on Fandango. I can't buy them.
Oh, you can't?
The whole damn thing's a Fandango. Yeah. You can buy Top Gun, but you cannot buy the Bob's Burgers movie.
I have a feeling when we get the theater, it's going to be like... it's going to be three movies playing. It's going to be Top Gun on like almost all the theaters, Doctor Strange on like three theaters, and then one with like Downton Abbey, and maybe Bob's Burgers. And then that's it.
They're promoting the hell out of that Bob's Burgers movie, so obviously they feel they're going to make some money. But I am looking at it. Top Gun is playing at 11:30, 12, 3, 3:30, 6:30 is on Friday, 7, 9:45, and 10:15, and then they have nothing else.
Okay. I bet if I went to the movies. Megaplex... I guarantee you it's playing every 30 minutes, the new Top Gun movie.
Yes, but I'm not driving to the Megaplex because I have a movie theater that's nice a mile from me.
Oh, yeah. It's a very nice theater, too. But
yeah, I saw Bad Guys on Saturday.
Oh, nice. A little animated feature. Sweet. Yeah. Good for you.
Mark Maron and the actor everyone likes that sounds like Owen Wilson, but I can't remember his name. Oh, it was a whole thing. Awkwafina.
The actor everyone likes that sounds like Owen Wilson. Let's see if I can figure that out.
Sam Rockwell is his name.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's the actor everyone likes.
Everyone likes Sam Rockwell.
All right. Everyone glowing. Every time you read about Sam Rockwell, it's glowing praise.
Huh. He's in a very good movie called Moon. Not bad. That's an underrated film.
Yeah. And we were driving to the movies, and I almost, I just started calling in, and then I realized what I was doing and stopped. There was a segment where, he was almost daring me to call in, where Joe was saying, how he didn't like it when people drove down the road and had their feet out the passenger side window. And I wasn't even thinking. I was in the car with my daughter, and I just started automatically calling him as DA, and then I stopped myself.
Oh, yes. Too bad.
How dare you?
That sounds like a... hang on. Okay, look at this. So here we go. It is playing on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... 7 theaters, the new Top Gun movie at the local theater near me. 7 different screens it's playing on. Hello.
You okay?
No.
Okay.
All right.
She's got animals up here just saying.
Just running around.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just saying, what are you doing? Let's make some noise. That has been a bad enough weekend. Let's make some noise. Let's really get it going. Finally, you're in the house by yourself.
I was just going to say.
The kids are taken care of by the state until...
Peace and quiet until about 2.
Two, one comes home, and then at 4, the other one comes home. And then other than that, it's just sleeping. But the animals are like, nah, let's screw it up for you. Make it worse for you. We're still here, guy. Don't forget about us. We've been fed, but that does not mean we're not hungry.
I've unfortunately during the break been going down the road of Sheriff Grady Judd, and it's interesting. Oh, we have a guy on line one who knows about him? Okay.
All right. So let's go to
He just hung up? Okay.
He knows about Grady. Well, I have a feeling we'll find out more about Grady maybe tomorrow. All right, Rich, when we come back, we can discuss the Celtics.
Yeah, I've got a strange theory. I think that we may have unfortunately gotten what we asked for in this matchup. There's a certain thing that I guess a belief that I subscribed to before it all started, and I might be backpedaling just a little bit.
All right, so we'll find out what has got Rich backpedaling in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
Don't you dare think that we think we're superstars.
Oh, no.
No,
we get kicked in the reality nuts about once a week.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
7-point game, 48 seconds to go. Near steal in the backcourt. Lowry's got it. Lowry steps in front of Smart, finds Max Strus, dives in and scores, and that is game three.
Kyle Lowry came in and stepped through. You made a lazy pass then, and that's another turnover. Lowry made it up. Lowry is that difference maker we talked about.
But we've got Smart and Lowry both on the ground, which is not a surprise. And Marcus Smart is reaching for his right ankle.
Didn't see the chance I get to see the play again. Hopefully it was falling on the ankle.
This will be a full timeout as the Celtics training staff runs to the far end of the floor to check on Marcus Smart. Just a horrific development here.
Well,
10:57 to go, third quarter of game three. Marcus Smart going to the locker room.
Marcus has some swelling in his ankle. Took a pretty bad sprain. Obviously finished the game, but he's going to feel it a little bit more today. He's getting worked on, getting treatment, and we'll see how he feels tomorrow. Jason, fine. It's a stinger that went away pretty quickly, and then Rob has improved. Feels better than he did yesterday, but like I said, it's day-to-day, and we'll test it out tomorrow, see how he feels, and shoot around.
What we know. We don't know who's playing, who's not playing.
It was weird because Chris Forsberg, when he was on with us, was saying that he believed just from, you know, the way that a season of listening to Ime Udoka speak, he believed that most likely Rob Williams would be playing, and he doesn't believe that Marcus Smart will.
I would bet you if that sprain is as bad as Ime says it was and he went back out and played on it, the next morning, yesterday morning, I'm imagining that ankle was a lot of fun to be around, be with.
So
very painful.
So, Fred, if you take a look at right now the list that both teams have put out, and you know, that's the one thing about tonight's game and tonight's series is anybody who thinks they know what's going to happen just has no idea because nobody even knows who's going to be playing on any given night. So, in this case, you take a look at the Celtics, and you've got, of course, Marcus Smart. Robert Williams is questionable. Now, Jason Tatum's probable. He'll most likely be playing. But then on the Miami side of the ball, there's a decent amount of questionable. You've got Kyle Lowry, Tyler Herro, P.J. Tucker, Max Strus, Gabe Vincent. I mean, along with Jimmy Butler, is that the entire starting lineup?
Well, one of the few things that Eric Reed told us before things went south was that the Heat have listed at least three of those guys, Strus, Tucker, and Vincent, as questionable pretty much all playoffs long, but they all play. The question is, can Hero play and can Butler play? Sure. Those are the two. Those other three guys are pretty much penciled in each and every day, but they still list them as questions.
So there's a report on Jimmy Butler from Yahoo saying that he is most likely going to play. Like, they, I guess, spoke to somebody that says that he's going to be going. But, you know, there's one thing about this round of playoffs that has got me kind of looking back and thinking maybe we got what we asked for. And that is there anything better as a fan than knowing you only have to wait one more day until another game, where you have these every other night, every other night, every other night? The physicality in this year's playoffs has obviously been intense, and what they went through with a 7-game series against the Bucks. I mean, that was about as intense a series as you're going to see physically in the modern NBA. A throwback game, even Cedric Maxwell said that, or as Kyle Bailey calls him, cornbread. So I'm wondering if maybe that is affecting the quality of the play. And I can't believe I'm saying this because I love when it's every other night of basketball as a fan. But I wonder if that's better for the actual playoffs itself, because it sure seems like everybody is beaten and banged up and out of it. And, you know, as much as we've always laughed about things being so spread out, maybe looking back, that's better for the quality of the game. Now, there's obviously a difference between 2 days off and 4 days off like we had during that one stretch, which was absolutely absurd.
Games every third day?
No, but a series where all 7 games are every other day, looking back, does seem a little gratuitous, especially when the game 7 ends and then you go every other day in a game 1 potentially.
It also shows you that maybe Udoka didn't really know how to manage minutes his first year as a coach. As great as he did, and I'm not faulting him for anything, but the amount of time, as Forsberg was telling you guys, the amount of time that Tatum played this year, like, not getting those guys rest during the regular season, especially when you're playing as well as you were, maybe sacrificing a loss for a little bit more in the playoffs would have been beneficial.
Well, Forsberg's stat that he threw at us, and I'm sure that he's looking for the exact number, but he said that Jason Tatum has played almost 2,000 more minutes than any other player in this series this year. 2,000 more minutes. How is that even possible?
So say,
did I mishear Chris Forsberg when he said that?
No, I think
so.
That's right.
Say this plays out, they win this series, lose in the finals, or they lose this series, or whatever happens. Even if they win, don't you think Udoka is much more concerned about limiting Tatum's minutes next regular season?
Oh, you have to do that anyway. Yes. You do. And as I said, maybe there's part of him that thought he's young. Maybe the reps are making him a better player, getting him out there. It's teaching this team to be gritty. It's teaching this team to be tough. But what we're
seeing, have another theory is that maybe this is your team star and who wants to play, and I don't want to go in. I don't want to get into it with him about it, because everything Forsberg said, you know, and he's around the team all the time, was that, you know, Tatum wants to play. This is what he wants to do, and maybe as a new coach, you're trying to develop a relationship with the stars, and you don't want to pull the trigger on something that might upset him.
I'm looking at minutes played for the season. Jason Tatum, 4th in the NBA in minutes played during the regular season.
Wow.
Right.
Like, who's he behind?
And how many guys are still playing that are in front of him?
None of them. DeRozan and the two Bridges. Miles Bridges and who's the other
one? Who doesn't matter.
Mikhail Bridges.
You got Miles Bridges, high flying acrobatics.
And Mikhail Bridges of Phoenix. Yeah, those are the only three in front of him.
I mean, it is something that you are starting to notice, because, I mean, Chris's theory is that it's not just that they're defending Jason Tatum well, but, you know, his theory is your theory. This is old-ass P.J. Tucker, who is a good defender, but he's still old-ass P.J. Tucker. And Jason Tatum is supposed to be one of the premier players in this league, and the exhaustion does seem to be real. And
I mean, stars still got theirs off of Rodman in his prime. I mean, like, if you're a star, you're going to make things happen, regardless of defender, regardless, especially P.J. Tucker. Now, you know, Miami, everyone is saying, is a great defensive team, and I'm sure that's true. But that's not the reason Tatum has struggled as he has in a couple of these games. There's no way that they were just playing really good defense on him, because he's too good a player for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it sure seems that way. But yeah, I mean,
night in and night out, teams are focusing on you. You're the focus of the team.
Sure.
You know, I mean, all Golden State cares about is Doncic, and Doncic still gets 41 points without jumping. So, I mean, you know, he still gets his points. They just don't win.
Yeah, I know. It just seems like, taking a look at this, that, and you're right, maybe it's much less that they're, you know, the schedule of itself. But, I mean, when you've played 2,000 more minutes than anybody else, that is a real question for Ime Udoka next season and whether he's able to. Because, I mean, because you've gotten to a point where this team can hang without Jason Tatum. We've seen it. There's been certain stretches during just this playoff run where the team has done well with Jason Tatum on the bench. There was that
game two, the end of the first half.
Yep, there's no question. There's no question.
I think part of the problem was the way the season went for Udoka. I mean, they were not good until about the new year, and then he started playing guys, and they were winning, and they needed wins to get home court, and then they needed wins to maybe get first place. I think that factors into it. I think,
well, of course that factors in. That factors in, but then veteran coaches oftentimes will sacrifice.
Yep.
You know, sacrifice playoff positioning for a healthy, you know, resting guy.
Sure, sure. And so, again, Udoka played his guys all the way through. You know, like Milwaukee rested their guys on the final day. Udoka didn't.
And even if he's an assistant coach, this is the first time that he's been in charge through the whole thing. And seeing with his own eyes, with his own responsibility, you know, sure, you picked up some regular season wins, but wouldn't you rather be fresher?
Yeah, there's no question, boy.
By 1,000 minutes.
Boy, you're not kidding when you take a look at the amount of minutes he's played. Oh, my God. And you look at the age of some of these guys, too. And, you know, Russell Westbrook played a lot of minutes this year, which is kind of shocking.
They figured we paid for him. We might as well be out there.
Usually Doncic is up there, but you remember he was so overweight, he got hurt at the beginning of the year and couldn't play. So.
Well, that's been the thing with Miami as well. A lot of these guys, it's not just that Spoelstra's really good at managing minutes. A lot of these dudes have been hurt on and off during the season.
Sure. So, but maybe Spoelstra will give them a couple more days to recover than Udoka would.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why you go back and see what happened on Saturday night. That gives Spoelstra the latitude. He's already got the split in Boston. He can sit one of these two guys, Hero or Butler, tonight and give him 3 days rest. I mean, that's huge at this point in the season.
Yeah, I would sit Hero if there was any chance of... I don't know if I could sit Butler another night. I don't know if I could do that in good conscience. Because I think if you sit Butler, you're pretty much acquiescing. Like you're giving it
up. Sure.
I mean, you saw what happened without Butler in there in Game Three. I mean,
yeah. Celtics.
I thought for sure the Celtics were going to win that game. From booing the team to you know, the coming out of the locker room, the two guys coming out of the locker room, like, kind of annoying. And I was like, oh boy, the Celtics are going to win this game. And then who knows? I mean, if they win this game, then it's just going to be craziness from here on out. But, they just got tired or whatever happened. And, you know, your best player couldn't score. And the guy who played the best for you in terms of points couldn't keep the ball in his hands.
John, you're the stat machine. Find out how many minutes Tyler Hero played this year, because that was what he said was the second, you know, behind Jason. 2,000 sounds like a lot. Like, it really sounds like a lot when you start going through the math.
Well, it's 40, what, minutes a game?
40 minutes a game, right. And then you've got, I mean, I don't know.
So 2,000 is a lot. Yeah, it's a lot.
2,000 is a lot. But once again, those are Chris Forsberg's words, not mine.
All right. Hero, 21-51.
Okay. And
this year, and that's averaging about 33 minutes a game.
Oh, okay.
He played
2,000.
Played 66 games this year.
Okay. But it's still, I mean, because what was Jason Tatum's numbers? Minutes.
I thought it was over 2,700.
Okay, all right. So it's only like 600 or something.
Well,
like,
I mean, that's a lot. That's 600 minutes, a lot of time.
It's not 2,000.
Yeah, it's like 50 games worth. It almost seems like if you did that, the math where you were playing that many. Chris Forsberg said it didn't sound right, but still, it's 600 or so, right? According to your math.
Yeah.
It's still a lot. It's not 2,000, but 600 is a lot.
Yeah. It's not 2,000.
No, not 2,000.
All right. Well, the math is coming strong with us. We are
we are correcting the stuff thrown out there. We're fact checking.
Yes, 2,000. According to my math, 2,000 more minutes would equal about 42 games played, an additional 42 games played.
Now, I know a lot of those guys were really hurt, but I don't think Harrow was a guy with, you know, a ton of time off this year.
No, I don't think that more than half a season's worth of games.
Harrow played 66 minutes. Tatum played 76. So, I mean, he's got about 600 more minutes played.
Okay, well, okay. That's all that matters. 600 minutes more. Okay, well, then that makes sense. That makes more sense. And that's still a ton. That's a ton. But it ain't 2,000.
Yeah, it's a few games worth. All right. We will be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.